This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein continues from the popular Journey to Zion DVD teaching series as he discusses the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Let's listen to an excerpt.
But what about that Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque? What do we do with it? I don't know. But remember that Judaism prohibits worship of idols and the use of buildings that have been used for idol worshipers. And the rabbis historically in Judaism decreed long ago that Islam is a monotheistic religion. It is not a form of idolatry. And so, I would suggest, it is possible to believe that their houses of worship are not houses of idolatry either. I know that this is a somewhat radical view, especially in the context of current events in history, but I believe it's always important to keep the vision that may not be applicable today, but to keep it in front of us. What we can say in closing is that while we don't know all the answers, and we don't know all the specific functions that will take place in the third temple, I believe that it will be a place of study, a place of prayer, a place of healing, both physical and spiritual, and that this temple, which will be ushered in soon, will be a source of blessing not only for the Jewish people, but for the whole world.
The Fellowship is pleased to announce the release of Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein's biography, The Bridge Builder, an inspirational look at Rabbi Eckstein's life and mission. Visit holylandmoments.ca to read an excerpt from the book. That's holylandmoments.ca.